Oh, let's check 5, Mishnah 7. Kishem shematzilin b'mifnim, just as they protect inside the utensils that we discussed in the last Mishnah, kach matzilin b'mbechutz, so too they protect outside the house. Ketzad, what's an example? So, Kfishas, so you take that basket, shinasuna al hayisedos mibechutz, and you put it outside the wall of the house on pegs, which are a tefach ha, and you put it one tefach, just less than a tefach away from the wall of the house, with the opening facing the wall of the house. So you take this basket, you turn it on its side so that the opening is facing the wall of the house, and you put it on pegs, which raise it up one tefach. Okay, that's the case over here. Tuma tachteh, if there's impurity below this large basket, let's say there's a corpse lying underneath the large basket, kalim she bekfisha, any utensils inside the basket itself, Tahirim will be protected. So again, in this case, the basket will combine with the wall of the house to protect any impurity from passing underneath the basket into the basket. See that? The two combine. Imay a koisel chatzer, except if the wall is the wall of a courtyard, a koisel ginna, or the wall of a garden, eino matzil, they can't combine with a basket, because these walls, they're not the kind of walls that we're talking about over here. They're not designed as tent walls, because there's never a roof over the walls of a courtyard or the roof of a garden. So that's not the walls we're talking about over here. And then, last case of the Mishnah, it's a completely different case. Kore shas nesuna mikosel lekosel, if you've got a beam running from between two walls. So you've got two walls, you've got a beam running from wall to wall, you could directly about, and then hanging from the beam, you've got a basket. Tuma tachter, and then underneath the beam, like a little bit away, you've got impurity underneath the beam. So the question is, does the impurity spread go up and the beam like spreads it into whatever's in the basket? That's the question over here. Kalim shekab daira, so any utensils in that like pot, Rabbi Akiva mataha, Rabbi Akiva declares it pure, meaning that the impurity doesn't spread through the beam and into that pot. The Chachamim matamin, but the sages declare it impure. The sages say, no, it does spread. Spreads up, cross the beam and down into the pot over there, and therefore the impurity, whatever's in that kedaira, into that pot, would become impure.